18. The Teacher's Guide to Understanding Students. By John Schindler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Teacher's Guide to Understanding Students by John Schindler is a comprehensive guide for teachers on how to better understand their students. It provides an overview of the different types of student personalities, as well as strategies and techniques for dealing with them in the classroom. The book begins by discussing the importance of understanding individual student needs and motivations, then moves into specific topics such as learning styles, communication skills, discipline strategies, and classroom management. It also covers issues related to diversity in the classroom and how to create an inclusive environment. Schindler emphasizes that each student is unique and should be treated accordingly. He encourages teachers to get to know their students on a personal level so they can better meet their individual needs. He also stresses that it's important for teachers to recognize when students are struggling or having difficulty with certain concepts or tasks so they can provide appropriate support. Additionally, he discusses ways in which teachers can foster positive relationships with their students through effective communication. In addition to providing practical advice on working with students in the classroom setting, Schindler offers guidance on developing meaningful connections outside of school hours. He suggests activities such as field trips or community service projects that allow both teacher and student alike opportunities for growth while building trust between them. Overall, The Teacher's Guide to Understanding Students provides valuable insight into creating successful learning environments where all individuals feel respected and valued regardless of background or ability level. By following its advice, educators will be able to gain greater insight into what makes each one of their pupils tick, allowing them more effectively reach out and help those who need it most. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establishing a positive relationship with students is essential for successful teaching. It is important to create an environment of trust and respect, and to be consistent in expectations and consequences. Main idea number 2. Understanding student development. It is important to understand the stages of student development in order to effectively teach them. Knowing the physical, cognitive, and social-emotional changes that occur during each stage can help teachers create an appropriate learning environment. Main idea number 3. Creating a safe learning environment. Creating a safe learning environment is essential for student success. This includes providing a physical and emotional safe space, as well as addressing any issues of bullying or harassment. Main idea number 4. Understanding different learning styles. Different students learn in different ways, and it is important to understand the different learning styles in order to effectively teach them. This includes visual, auditory, and kinesthetic learners. Main idea number 5. Using technology in the classroom. Technology can be a powerful tool for teaching, and it is important to understand how to use it effectively. This includes understanding the different types of technology available, as well as how to use them in the classroom. Main idea number 6. Differentiating instruction. Differentiating instruction is essential for meeting the needs of all students. This includes providing different levels of instruction, as well as differentiating content, process, and product. Main idea number 7. Understanding student motivation. Understanding student motivation is essential for successful teaching. This includes understanding the different types of motivation, as well as how to use rewards and incentives to motivate students. Main idea number 8. Using assessment to guide instruction. Assessment is an important tool for guiding instruction. This includes understanding the different types of assessment, as well as how to use assessment data to inform instruction. Main idea number 9. Understanding student behavior. Understanding student behavior is essential for successful teaching. This includes understanding the different types of behavior, as well as how to address problem behavior in the classroom. Main idea number 10. Understanding the impact of culture. Culture can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different cultural backgrounds of students, as well as how to create an inclusive learning environment. Main idea number 11. Understanding the impact of poverty. Poverty can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different challenges faced by students from low-income backgrounds, as well as how to create an equitable learning environment. Main idea number 12. Understanding the impact of trauma. Trauma can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different types of trauma, as well as how to create a supportive learning environment for students who have experienced trauma. Main idea number 13. Understanding the impact of special education. Special education can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different types of special education services, as well as how to create an inclusive learning environment for students with special needs. Main idea number 14. Understanding the impact of gender. Gender can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different gender identities, as well as how to create an equitable learning environment for all genders. Main idea number 15. Understanding the impact of race. Race can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different racial backgrounds of students, as well as how to create an equitable learning environment for all races. Main idea number 16. Understanding the impact of language. Language can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different languages spoken by students, as well as how to create an inclusive learning environment for all languages. Main idea number 17. Understanding the impact of technology. Technology can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different types of technology available, as well as how to use them in the classroom. Main idea number 18. Understanding the impact of social media. Social media can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different types of social media, as well as how to use them in the classroom. Main idea number 19. Understanding the impact of mental health. Mental health can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different types of mental health issues, as well as how to create a supportive learning environment for students with mental health issues. Main idea number 20. Understanding the impact of family. Family can have a significant impact on student learning. It is important to understand the different family dynamics, as well as how to create an equitable learning environment for all families. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing a positive relationship with students is essential for successful teaching. It is important to create an environment of trust and respect, where students feel comfortable expressing themselves and their ideas. This can be achieved by providing clear expectations and consequences, as well as consistent communication between the teacher and student. Additionally, it is important to recognize each student's individual strengths and weaknesses in order to provide appropriate support when needed. By taking the time to get to know each student on a personal level, teachers can build meaningful relationships that will foster learning. Creating an atmosphere of mutual respect between teacher and student helps ensure that all parties are working together towards common goals. Teachers should strive to make sure that every student feels valued in the classroom setting. This includes listening carefully when they speak up or ask questions, offering praise for good work done, being patient with mistakes made along the way, and encouraging them throughout their learning journey. By establishing a positive relationship with students from day one of class, teachers can set the tone for success throughout the school year. When students feel respected by their teacher, they are more likely to take ownership over their own learning process, which leads to greater academic achievement. Main idea number 2. Understanding student development is essential for effective teaching. Knowing the physical, cognitive, and social-emotional changes that occur during each stage of a student's life can help teachers create an appropriate learning environment. Physical development includes changes in motor skills, coordination, and strength. Cognitive development involves changes in thinking processes such as problem-solving and memory, while social-emotional development encompasses changes in self-concepts, relationships with peers and adults, emotional regulation, and moral reasoning. By understanding these stages of student development, teachers can better meet the needs of their students. For example, they can adjust instruction to accommodate different levels of physical or cognitive ability. They can also provide support for students who are struggling emotionally or socially by creating a safe space where they feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment. In addition to providing individualized instruction based on developmental level, it is important for teachers to recognize that all students have unique strengths and weaknesses. By taking into account each student's individual abilities when planning lessons or activities, teachers will be able to maximize learning opportunities for everyone. Main idea number 3. Creating a safe learning environment is essential for student success. This means providing an atmosphere where students feel comfortable to express themselves, ask questions, and take risks without fear of judgment or ridicule. It also involves addressing any issues of bullying or harassment that may arise in the classroom. Teachers should create clear expectations and rules for behavior, as well as provide support and guidance when needed. In order to foster a safe learning environment, teachers must be aware of their own biases and strive to create an inclusive space for all students regardless of race, gender identity, sexual orientation, religion, or ability level. They should also ensure that all students have access to the same resources and opportunities so they can reach their full potential. Finally, it's important for teachers to build relationships with their students by getting to know them on a personal level. This helps create trust between teacher and student, which is key in creating a safe learning environment. Main idea number 4. Visual learners are those who learn best by seeing. They often prefer to take notes, draw diagrams, and use other visual aids to help them understand the material. Visual learners may also benefit from using color-coded systems or highlighting important information in their textbooks. Auditory learners are those who learn best through hearing. They may find it helpful to read aloud or listen to audio recordings of lectures and discussions. Auditory learners can also benefit from repeating key concepts out loud or discussing topics with a partner. Kinesthetic learners are those who learn best through physical activity. These students may need more hands-on activities such as experiments, role-playing, field trips, and simulations in order to fully comprehend the material they're learning about. Kinesthetic learners can also benefit from taking frequent breaks throughout the day for physical activity. Main idea number 5. Using technology in the classroom can be a great way to engage students and help them learn. Technology can provide access to information, resources, and tools that would otherwise not be available. It also allows for collaboration between students and teachers, as well as providing opportunities for creative expression. When using technology in the classroom, it is important to consider how best to use it effectively. This includes understanding what types of technologies are available, such as interactive whiteboards or tablets, considering how they will be used, and ensuring that all students have access to the same level of technology. It is also important to ensure that any technology used is appropriate for the age group being taught. For example, younger children may need more guidance when using certain technologies than older children do. Additionally, teachers should make sure they understand how each type of technology works before introducing it into their classrooms. Finally, when using technology in the classroom, it is essential that teachers create an environment where students feel comfortable exploring new ideas and expressing themselves creatively with these tools. By doing this, teachers can ensure that their students get maximum benefit from incorporating technological tools into their learning experience. Main idea number 6. Differentiating instruction is an important part of meeting the needs of all students. This involves providing different levels of instruction, as well as differentiating content, process, and product. Differentiated instruction allows teachers to meet the individual learning needs of each student in their classroom by tailoring lessons to fit those specific needs. Content can be differentiated by adjusting the complexity or depth of material presented. Process can be differentiated through varying instructional strategies such as cooperative learning or independent study. And product can be differentiated through allowing students to demonstrate mastery in a variety of ways. Differentiation also includes assessing student progress in order to determine which areas need more attention and support. By understanding where each student is at academically, teachers are better able to provide appropriate instruction that meets their individual needs. Additionally, differentiation should include providing accommodations for special education students who may require additional assistance with certain tasks. Overall, differentiating instruction is essential for ensuring that all students have access to quality education regardless of their background or ability level. By taking into account individual differences among learners and adapting teaching methods accordingly, educators are better equipped to help every student reach his or her full potential. Main idea number 7. Understanding student motivation is essential for successful teaching. Different students have different motivations, and it is important to recognize these differences in order to effectively motivate them. Some students may be motivated by rewards or incentives, while others may be more intrinsically motivated by the challenge of learning something new or mastering a skill. It is also important to understand how each individual student responds to different types of motivation. Rewards and incentives can be effective tools for motivating students, but they should not be overused as this can lead to a decrease in intrinsic motivation. Instead, teachers should focus on providing meaningful feedback that encourages further exploration and growth. Additionally, teachers should strive to create an environment where students feel safe taking risks and making mistakes without fear of punishment. Finally, understanding student motivation requires recognizing the importance of relationships between teacher and student. Building strong relationships with your students will help you better understand their needs and interests so that you can tailor your instruction accordingly. Main idea number 8. Using assessment to guide instruction is an important part of teaching. Assessment can provide teachers with valuable information about student learning and progress, which can then be used to inform instructional decisions. There are many different types of assessments that can be used in the classroom, such as formative assessments, summative assessments, diagnostic assessments, and standardized tests. Each type of assessment has its own purpose and provides different kinds of data for teachers to use when making instructional decisions. Formative assessments are ongoing evaluations that take place throughout the course of a lesson or unit. They help teachers understand what students have learned so far and identify areas where they may need additional support or guidance. Summative assessments measure how well students have mastered a particular concept or skill at the end of a lesson or unit. Diagnostic assessments allow teachers to assess individual student needs before beginning instruction on a new topic. Standardized tests provide another source of data for guiding instruction. These tests measure overall academic achievement across multiple subject areas and grade levels over time. By looking at trends in test scores from year to year, educators can gain insight into how their curriculum is performing relative to other schools in their district or state. Assessment data should always be used thoughtfully when making instructional decisions. It should never replace teacher judgment or intuition about what will work best for each individual student's learning needs. However, by using assessment results strategically as one tool among many others available to them, educators can ensure that their lessons are tailored specifically towards helping all students reach their full potential. Main idea number 9. Understanding student behavior is essential for successful teaching. It involves recognizing the different types of behaviors that students may display, as well as how to address problem behavior in the classroom. Different students have different needs and motivations, so it is important to be aware of these when attempting to understand their behavior. For example, some students may need more structure or guidance than others, while other students may respond better to positive reinforcement. It is also important for teachers to recognize signs of distress in their students and take appropriate action. This could include providing additional support or resources, such as counseling services or mental health professionals if needed. Additionally, teachers should strive to create a safe learning environment where all students feel respected and valued. Finally, understanding student behavior can help teachers develop effective strategies for managing difficult situations in the classroom. By being aware of potential triggers and sources of stress among their pupils, they can work towards creating an atmosphere conducive to learning by addressing any issues before they become unmanageable. Main idea number 10. Understanding the impact of culture is essential for creating an effective learning environment. Every student comes from a unique cultural background, and it is important to recognize and respect these differences in order to create an inclusive classroom. It is also important to understand how different cultures view education, as this can have a significant effect on student engagement and motivation. By understanding the various cultural backgrounds of students, teachers can better tailor their instruction to meet the needs of all learners. In addition, recognizing and respecting different cultures helps foster positive relationships between teachers and students. When students feel respected by their teacher, they are more likely to be engaged in class activities and open up about their own experiences. This allows teachers to gain insight into each individual's perspective, which can help them provide more meaningful instruction that meets the needs of all learners. Finally, understanding culture helps build empathy among classmates, which leads to greater collaboration within the classroom setting. Students who understand one another's perspectives are more likely to work together towards common goals rather than competing against each other or forming cliques based on shared cultural backgrounds. Main idea number 11. Poverty can have a profound effect on student learning. Students from low-income backgrounds often face unique challenges that can impede their academic success, such as limited access to resources and technology, inadequate nutrition, and unstable living situations. It is important for teachers to understand the impact of poverty on students in order to create an equitable learning environment. Teachers should strive to recognize the individual needs of each student and provide them with appropriate support. This may include providing additional tutoring or mentorship opportunities, connecting families with community resources, or advocating for more equitable school funding. Additionally, teachers should be aware of any potential biases they may hold towards students from low-income backgrounds and work to ensure all students are treated fairly. By understanding the impact of poverty on student learning, teachers can better equip themselves with the knowledge needed to create an inclusive classroom where all students feel supported and valued. With this understanding comes greater responsibility. It is up to educators to use their power and influence in order to help bridge gaps between different socioeconomic groups. Main idea number 12. Trauma can have a profound impact on student learning. It is essential for teachers to understand the different types of trauma that students may experience, as well as how to create an environment in which these students feel safe and supported. Trauma can manifest itself in many ways, including physical symptoms such as headaches or stomach aches, emotional responses such as fear or anxiety, and behavioral changes like aggression or withdrawal. It is important for teachers to recognize when a student might be struggling with trauma so they can provide appropriate support. Creating a supportive learning environment for traumatized students requires understanding their needs and providing them with resources that will help them cope with their experiences. This could include offering counseling services, connecting them with mental health professionals who specialize in trauma-informed care, or creating classroom activities that focus on building resilience and self-care skills. Additionally, it is important to ensure that all school policies are trauma-sensitive. This means avoiding practices like suspensions or expulsions, which may further traumatize already vulnerable students. By taking the time to understand the impact of trauma on student learning and creating an environment where these students feel safe and supported, teachers can make a huge difference in helping their traumatized students succeed academically. Main idea number 13. Special education is an important part of the educational system, and it can have a profound impact on student learning. It is essential to understand the different types of special education services available, as well as how to create an inclusive learning environment for students with special needs. Special education services may include individualized instruction, accommodations or modifications in curriculum or instruction, assistive technology, and other related services that are designed to meet the unique needs of each student. Creating an inclusive classroom environment requires teachers to be aware of their own biases and attitudes toward students with disabilities. Teachers should strive to provide equitable access to all students regardless of ability level by creating a safe space where everyone feels respected and valued. Additionally, teachers should ensure that they are providing appropriate accommodations for any student who may need them. It is also important for teachers to stay up to date on current research regarding best practices in special education so they can effectively support their students' academic success. By understanding the impact that special education has on student learning, educators can better serve their students and help them reach their full potential. Main idea number 14. Understanding the impact of gender is essential for creating an equitable learning environment. Gender can influence how students interact with each other, as well as how they approach and engage in their studies. It is important to recognize that there are many different gender identities, and that all genders should be respected and included in the classroom. Teachers should strive to create a safe space where all students feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or discrimination. In order to ensure an equitable learning environment, teachers must understand the unique needs of each student based on their gender identity. This includes providing resources such as books or materials that reflect diverse perspectives, allowing for open dialogue about gender issues, and recognizing any potential biases within curriculum content. Additionally, it is important to provide support services such as counseling or mentoring programs tailored specifically towards those who identify with a certain gender. By understanding the impact of gender on student learning, teachers can create a more inclusive classroom atmosphere where everyone feels accepted and respected regardless of their identity. With this knowledge comes greater empathy for our students' experiences, which will ultimately lead to improved academic outcomes. Main idea number 15. Understanding the impact of race is an important concept for educators to consider. It is essential to recognize that race can have a significant impact on student learning, and it is necessary to create an equitable learning environment for all students regardless of their racial backgrounds. Educators should strive to understand the different cultural experiences and perspectives that each student brings into the classroom in order to ensure that everyone feels respected and included. In order to foster a positive learning environment, teachers must be aware of any potential biases or prejudices they may hold towards certain races. They should also be mindful of how their own attitudes might influence their interactions with students from different racial backgrounds. Additionally, teachers should take steps such as providing culturally relevant materials and activities in order to make sure all students feel seen and heard. By understanding the impact of race on student learning, educators can create more inclusive classrooms where every student has equal access to resources and opportunities for success. This will help ensure that all students are able to reach their full potential without feeling hindered by any preconceived notions about their race. Main idea number 16. Understanding the impact of language is an important concept for teachers to understand. Different languages can have a profound effect on student learning, and it is essential that educators create an inclusive environment where all students feel comfortable expressing themselves in their native language. Teachers should be aware of the different languages spoken by their students, as well as how to effectively communicate with them in those languages. Additionally, teachers should strive to provide resources and materials that are accessible to all learners regardless of language. Creating a safe space for students who speak multiple languages can help foster understanding between cultures and promote respect among peers. It also allows students to learn from each other's experiences and perspectives while developing empathy towards others. Furthermore, providing access to bilingual or multilingual educational materials can help bridge gaps in knowledge due to language barriers. Ultimately, understanding the impact of language on student learning is key for creating an equitable classroom environment where everyone feels welcome and respected. By recognizing the importance of different languages within our classrooms, we can ensure that every student has equal access to education no matter what language they speak. Main idea number 17. Technology has become an integral part of the modern classroom. From interactive whiteboards to online learning platforms, technology can be used to enhance student engagement and facilitate more effective teaching methods. It is important for teachers to understand the different types of technology available and how they can be used in their classrooms. For example, interactive whiteboards allow teachers to present information in a visually engaging way that encourages students to interact with the material being presented. Online learning platforms provide access to digital resources such as videos, articles, and quizzes, which can help students learn at their own pace. In addition, it is important for teachers to consider how technology affects student behavior both inside and outside of the classroom. Technology can have a positive impact on student motivation by providing them with instant feedback or rewards when they complete tasks correctly or demonstrate mastery over certain concepts. On the other hand, if not managed properly, technology can also lead to distractions that take away from valuable instructional time. Ultimately, understanding the impact of technology on student learning requires careful consideration of its potential benefits and drawbacks. By taking into account these factors before implementing any new technologies in their classrooms, teachers will be better equipped to maximize its effectiveness while minimizing any negative effects. Main idea number 18. Social media has become an integral part of our lives, and it is no surprise that it has also made its way into the classroom. It can be used to facilitate student learning in a variety of ways, from providing access to resources and information to encouraging collaboration between students. However, it is important for teachers to understand the potential impact social media can have on student learning before incorporating it into their teaching practice. When using social media in the classroom, teachers should consider how different platforms may affect student engagement and performance. For example, some platforms are more conducive to collaborative work than others, while Twitter or Instagram might be great for sharing ideas quickly with classmates, they may not provide enough space for deeper discussion or exploration of topics. Additionally, certain types of content shared on social media could potentially distract students from their studies if not monitored carefully. It is also important for teachers to ensure that all students feel comfortable participating in online discussions and activities when using social media as part of instruction. This means creating a safe environment where everyone feels respected and included regardless of race, gender identity, or other factors. Finally, educators should take steps to protect student privacy by setting clear expectations about what type of content can be shared online. By understanding the potential impact that social media can have on student learning, both positive and negative, teachers will be better equipped to use these tools effectively in their classrooms. Main idea number 19. Mental health is an important factor in student learning. It can affect a student's ability to focus, concentrate, and remember information. Mental health issues can also lead to feelings of anxiety or depression that may interfere with academic performance. Therefore, it is essential for teachers to understand the different types of mental health issues that students may be facing and how they can create a supportive learning environment for these students. When creating this type of environment, teachers should strive to provide support and understanding while still maintaining high expectations for their students' academic success. This means providing resources such as counseling services or other forms of assistance when needed. Additionally, teachers should ensure that all classroom activities are designed in ways that promote positive mental health outcomes by encouraging collaboration among peers and allowing time for self-reflection. Finally, it is important for teachers to recognize signs of distress in their students so they can intervene early on before any further damage occurs. By being aware of the impact mental health has on student learning and taking steps towards creating a supportive environment, educators will be better equipped to help their students succeed academically. Main idea number 20. Understanding the impact of family on student learning is essential for creating an equitable learning environment. Family dynamics can vary greatly, and it is important to recognize how these differences may affect a student's academic performance. For example, students from single-parent households may have different needs than those from two-parent homes. Additionally, families with limited financial resources may face additional challenges that could impede their child's success in school. It is also important to consider cultural backgrounds when understanding the impact of family on student learning. Different cultures often have distinct values and beliefs that shape how children are raised and educated. By recognizing these differences, teachers can create an inclusive classroom where all students feel respected and supported. Finally, it is essential to understand the role parents play in their child's education. Parents should be seen as partners in their child's educational journey rather than adversaries or outsiders who need to be managed or controlled by teachers. When parents are involved in their child's schooling, they can provide valuable insight into what works best for them academically. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.